B-Pod Studios.
John in South Jersey's on the Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, John.
You know, until this morning, I was on the fence with this Harper thing. And to hear all this stuff, I say let him go. Grab a couple other guys and get a picture.
Yeah, you're cutting your nose off to spite your face, though, John.
Get some chemistry going on. You guys know as well as I do, you can't just throw a bunch of guys on the team and start winning.
Well, they didn't.
You know, get some chemistry going this year and wait for Trout next year.
Yeah, again, he's no guarantee. The problem with Trout is they're already talking about a long-term extension from the Angels. So it's not easy to go get somebody else. He's a perfect fit, Johnny. He really is. Left-handed power bat. I don't care about him being a Philly guy.
What?
I care about him being a left-handed power bat in the middle of that lineup.
He's not that good.
Yes, he is. He is. Come on, John.
Machado is better. For that money?
John, come on.
I just say let him.
Left-handed, listen, you got no left-handed power. You got no left-handed power. Where's your left-handed power at?
Well, I'm not a baseball professional, but, you know, I'd say let him go. That's my fan's opinion. That's all.
All right,
I'm surprised that you like him that much. I am.
I do, and all that.
Let him go to the West Coast.
Yeah, but he's a player, though. He's a real. Forget it. You can't worry about like nonsense stuff. You know what I mean?
He's a good fit. He's a good fit, but I just don't think he is. Not for what he wants.
And John, you got to stop with the assumption that Trout's going to want to come here in 2 years.
Well, you're right. You're right, but you know. I think it's worth it if Trout wants to come. We'll see if he signs a long-term deal or not.
Okay. Well, I mean, a lot of people are reporting. Look, and reporting is what it is. We're hearing conflicting reports every day on Bryce Harper. We've heard conflicting reports on Mike Trout. And Jason Stark reported that he's going to want to stay. He's a loyal guy. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure for the hometown kid to come home here, considering what he's going to be getting paid, what he represents in baseball, and everything else.
That's exactly it. That's why, Listen, I respect John's opinion, and I think there's a lot of people, I think it runs pervasive throughout the fan base, that you go, all right, dude, really, like, how much are you gonna want? You come here, you don't come here. And people are tired of it, and I don't blame you. My only caution is he's exactly what they need. And the idea that he's not that good is not accurate. It really isn't accurate.
He was an MVP.
I mean, you put him in this lineup, my God, come on. You put it between JT and Reese.
Yeah, what does that do for Reese?
Ooh, I mean,
everything.
You know, I mean, and they need to be balanced. You need to balance the lineup. They're so right-handed heavy, you need some left-handed power bats.
Let's go to Dave in Bucks County on the Fanatic. Hey, Dave.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Dave,
hey, buddy.
Hey, Bryce Harper is the prom date that said she would go with you, but it's Friday's the prom, it's Thursday, and she hasn't gotten the dress yet. And, you know, Friday morning, you're going to find out she said yes, and she's going with the quarterback.
Oh, God.
That's all I wanted to say on that. I wanted to talk some Flyers. I was at the Stadium Series game Saturday and out in Pittsburgh. And obviously, with the win, I thought it was an amazing time Saturday night. I took my 9-year-old. We actually won the tickets, club box seats, from the Flyers Carnival. So I told him, I said, look, this is the most insane and craziest hockey experience you're ever going to be a part of. And for them to pull that out and win in overtime, you know, through the elements was just absolutely amazing.
It was awesome. The whole thing, it was a great show. Well, I thought about it, Dave. Like, the whole thing was cool. It was like the Eagles, the Flyers together. It was all those people. I love the jerseys. And they come back and win.
Stadium looked great, man.
And there were so many people, you know, so many ex-Flyers and players walking around. The coolest thing that I had, so between the intermissions, we would go to the food area and eat. We're getting up to leave. Here we are. We hand our table off to Willie O'Ree walking around the stadium getting photographs with pictures.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
it was amazing.
And they did a lot of stuff with. Thanks for the call, Dave. Willie O'Ree was the first black guy to play in the NHL and just got in the Hall of Fame, too. And with Snyder Hockey and the stuff they're doing in the inner city. That's a big deal.
It's really cool. Like the whole thing, it was a great show.
Yeah, it really was.
Thank God they were able to get it in.
Oh my God, it was crazy because you know you're down two. You scored two goals to tie it with the goaltender. And that goal that Voracek scored with what 17 or 19 seconds left, literally right in front of me. They win the face on the puck is right there on the glass, and he just fires. He didn't even look. He just fires it at the net, goes through Jack Johnson's legs, hits off the inside of the left leg of Murray in behind him. It was as improbable as it coming. You got to be kidding. Just throw it there. And he did.
The best is, you know, crowd was crazy. Yeah, it was cool, man.
It was wild. They erupted. It was like an Eagle scored a touchdown.
Man. Dun, 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 dun. That's what you expect me
to hear. So somebody tweeted me and goes, Chili, Chili? Instead of Philly, Philly?
Chili, Chili. That's cool.
Yeah. Let's go to Broads in South Jersey on the flag. What's up, Broads?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening, brother?
Before we get into the optimism I have for Bryce Harper to come here, I left the Stadium Series game with 4 minutes left, and it was the worst decision of my life.
Oh, my God. What are you doing, bro?
Wait, listen, I've been a hockey player my whole life. I've seen 55 minutes of garbage hockey.
Wow.
I thought that, I would beat the traffic. Oh, yeah, tough. I know. I know. But to Scott Boras, I think we're getting him. This is a game, a mental game. And we had him, we went there, we got him, and then all these teams started throwing in their last offer. Scott Boras uses this as leverage, and he just wants the Phillies to go up to 350, 375. It's all a game. It's all smokescreen. It's literally the media blowing it up, overhyping it, and we're still going to get him. That's how I feel it really is. I don't think it has anything to do with the Philadelphia and not wanting to play here.
That may be true. I do think there's some reluctancy, but... That may be true that ultimately Phillies get him and this whole thing was a last ditch effort to raise the price. Maybe. And you wouldn't put it past Boras. But
yeah, I mean, this is just what he does.
I can't.
Track record,
I thought it was done. Like, didn't you think it was done Saturday?
Yeah, I did. But that's why I think all these teams, Dodgers, well realistically, the Dodgers, they threw in their last offer and said, okay, well, this is what you're going to get.
Here's why I don't believe that. Because they were already short-term. Boras already knew that about the Dodgers.
Yeah, you don't think they made like a legit last, like, okay, we caught him back up and said, we're going to do it this way. This is it. This is the final. And then Scott said, well, maybe I can use this as leverage for the Phillies.
Well, yeah, but how do you use it as leverage if the Dodgers, you knew all along that the Dodgers were only in it short-term. The Phillies are only in it, the only team in it for long-term.
Well, the funny thing is, they didn't even know the Dodgers were in it short-term until now. They came out of nowhere.
Well, early, if you recall, in the whole process,
very early, yeah,
they were in as a short-term possibility.
Yeah, and then the Giants
so
came in short-term.
That Scott Boras had talked to the Dodgers and the Giants and said, you know, where are you guys at? And, you know, we're, you know, if you don't want the years, come to us.
See, this the difference in this scenario, too, Ant, is that, you know, you go, if all of a sudden we heard the Dodgers are now interested in conversations, I would have my antennas be able to go, yeah, I'm not buying it because this is the agent putting it out there.
Yeah.
But when we come to find out that the Dodgers went to Vegas with their manager and representatives of the team's front office, that doesn't tell me that this is BS and just putting it out there.
Sure.
It means that they're legit interested, and they were told, the Dodgers said, we want to meet, and Boras said, come on out. We know you're short-term, but we want to hear it out. And that tells me that it's a consideration, because why would Boras, if Boras said, we're going long-term, and you guys clearly aren't going long-term, so we're just going to waste our time here. We're not going to do this just for the, you know, it doesn't make sense. If you just heard Dodgers, but they didn't go out there, then it's a bunch of baloney. But the fact that the Dodgers went makes it legit.
Yeah, that's what,
and a threat.
See, that's what scares me.
Yep.
That's what scares me, is that you already knew about the Dodgers, and then all of a sudden they come and pay you a visit. Well, you know, there is some sort of apprehension that Harper has, or else he would have agreed to the deal before Middleton leaves.
Yeah, John would not have got on that plane. They would have had an agreement in principle. A letter of intent would have been signed, and it would have been done.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not the case. They would have been going through physicals today and tomorrow and dotting the I's and crossing the T's on the contract to get it signed and unveil them down at Clearwater. That hasn't happened. We're going to come back. I want to flip a coin to see if they get Bryce Harper or they don't get him. And I want you to call heads or tails. You're going to determine. We'll see if the coin gets it right. All right? 610-632-0975. We'll probably find
you
out.
You have my answer
right
now, Senator.
I'm just wondering if I'm going to know if he's a Philly.
Nothing.
Or,
not even the fee for the gaming license.
I just want to know what team he's going to play for, and I'm wondering if it's going to happen by my birthday on March 30th of next year, 2020. 610-632-0975. It's the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, listen, I want to talk to you about another squad. That's right, the Union gearing up for the start of the 2019 MLS campaign. We're only 2 weeks away from the home opener at Town Energy Stadium. That's right, Saturday, March 2nd. We're inside it. It's coming up. It's this Saturday. Forget 2 weeks. We're ready to go. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff this coming Saturday. The boys in blue look to start off strong in their 10th anniversary season against Toronto FC. The Union coming off their best season ever after an MLS playoff cup run in the fall, setting records for both wins and points in the season. New sporting director Ernst Tanner, he's been on the signing trail. Union added International World Cup superstar Marco Fabian, Brazilian striker Sergio Santos. I'm sure going to be netting a bunch of goals for the club this year. Union also welcome back the return of the youngest back line in the league with young stars from Philadelphia, Austin Trusty, Mark McKenzie. They're in full form returning from the national team camp. Alejandro Bedoya and Jamaican goal sensation Andre Blake also back for the year. So look, we're expecting big things, man. It's going to be fun. It all starts Saturday right at Talon Energy Stadium, the River End. Going to be rocking. You got to catch a game down there. And this Saturday, 1 o'clock, we'll be down there cheering on the Union. Get your tickets today for the opener while they're still available online. PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. So in addition to the Harper stuff and the Winter Classic that was awesome, Stadium Classic.
Stadium Series, yeah. 0-2.
I know, I'll always call it the Winter Classic.
Yeah, that's the New Year's Day game.
Man. I know, but I always call it that.
Yeah.
The Stadium Series, which is great. I need somebody to help me with my Sixers angst.
Good luck.
Am I the only one with Sixers angst? Andrew?
No, I did a show yesterday. I said I think we overreacted about the NBA Finals.
Yeah, people were angry after that loss on Saturday. Really angry because you're right, in the second half, they just got their doors blown off.
Dude, how about Mike Scott playing center? What are we doing here?
Yeah, look, the problem is that he's trying to mix and match. He's trying to figure things out. And they're not as deep. I mean, you could just see it. I mean, you really have no backup five when Joe's not there. You got Boban, and that's it. You have no back, your Bolden is your only four. So he's kind of stretched there.
Yeah, you only got 11 minutes out of Bolden. On Saturday, it was just such a mess.
But it was just. But here's the problem, though: the defense. Like you look at their defense, they just get beat constantly. I mean, look at the layups; they get beat constantly.
Oh yeah, Bob charted the third quarter, and he went through it today. It was like layup, dunk, dunk, layup, two foul shots, possession by possession. They're just.
No, it's outrageous.
Yeah, you're just letting guys get to the rim all day.
Yeah, and then you're just taking off down the other end, looking to try to go get another cheapie down the other end.
Let me throw this to you real quick, because we all expected the Indiana Pacers to just fall off when Oladipo went out. That hasn't happened. They're 8-2 now in their last 10. They're still two games ahead of the Sixers for the third seed in the Eastern Conference. The Sixers are the four seed right now and would draw the Celtics in the first round. Boy, that is not a good scenario, Anthony.
Nah, there's too many games left. The Sixers will overtake Indiana.
All right. I'll believe it when I see it because I just haven't seen them drop off yet. Nah, you know, there's so many bad teams in the NBA.
They've been playing a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going to look at Indiana's schedule just to see if they run into like one of those, you know, where they got like nine tough games in the span of 12 or 13 games. Because they're just still getting win after win. They're piling them up since Oladipo went down. I mean, Detroit, Dallas, Minnesota coming up, Orlando, Chicago. Then they get Milwaukee and the Sixers, but then the Knicks. And they don't have a tough schedule remaining. They get Detroit a couple times, Boston twice, but other than that.
Did you have that there?
Yeah.
I mean, give it to me from the beginning.
All right, they're back in action tonight.
Because that's what I was looking at.
Yeah, Detroit, Dallas on the road, then Minnesota, Orlando, Chicago at home. Then Milwaukee on the road and the Sixers on the road. But then the Knicks and OKC at home.
Well, OKC will beat them.
That's a good one. And then
road games. If you looked at those games, they're at, I think, 500 right now.
Okay.
At Dallas, at Detroit, they're no locks.
Yeah. And then after, they have a six out of seven games on the road where they go to Denver, Portland, L.A., Golden State.
Yeah, I knew the drip. Forget about it.
And OKC, Boston. Yeah, I mean, but look, the Sixers can't be losing to Portland.
No, but that was my point, is that like they were playing a bunch of donkeys, and now they're going to be playing real teams.
Yeah, so we'll see how it plays out. I mean, the Sixers need to get out of that four spot. Because you don't want Boston in the first
round. I'm not worried about that as much as I'm worried about them getting their playing together, getting it all figured out.
Yeah.
That's what worries me more.
That's the biggest job of Brett right now.
They have a terrific five. That starting five should be good enough. Even with a short bench, that starting five should be good enough to go deep into the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, the Sixers have a tough schedule coming up, too. They got the Pelicans tonight, 8 o'clock tonight on NBA. And then Thursday, they got OKC. We're hoping Joe's back for that game. That's on the road. And then Golden State at home next Saturday, which would be a big one, 8:30 ABC.
Revenge, yeah.
Yep. And then Orlando, Chicago. And then they have Houston on the road. That's revenge for Houston. Then Indiana, that's a big game looming coming up on March 10th. Cleveland, Sacramento, then they got Milwaukee on the road, Charlotte on the road, and Boston for the final time this year at home, March 20th.
We went through the Sixers schedule. It's not that difficult.
Yeah. They do have Milwaukee a couple times, still got Boston
once.
On there.
They got Milwaukee once.
No, I got them twice. They got them on the road March 17th, and they got them again April 4th.
Hold on. Let me go back to where. Do you remember you and I did, you when you were out, we did the schedule.
Okay.
The schedule is not as worrisome to me.
No. Yeah, I got 20 and 4.
Yeah, in fact, Andrew had them going 20 and 4.
But then I did like all right, they're going to drop a few games, so let's say 17 and 7.
Yes.
Well, the way they're playing, and a lot of it obviously predicated on Embiid.
17-7, yeah.
We got to see if Embiid, how quickly he comes back, and if he can stay on the floor. If he can do that, then obviously you feel much better.
I'm worried more about how the flow is. I'm worried about where they're going to finish, where they're going to, you know, Embiid. Like Embiid, if he's not there, you lose anyway. So I think he's going to play. But I'm worried more about how they look. You know, what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Well, the other part of this coin, though, is you want Embiid out there, too, so that these starting five can play together.
Well, I know. I've been saying that. That's why I freaked out last week.
Yeah.
Something that stood out to me, I looked up the points per game for the big four in their six games together. Well, Embiid played four of them. Each of them are averaging over 20 points per game. But isn't it a quiet 20 points per game for you? Like, you're not thinking that they're just completely running away with games.
See, here's the problem. Jimmy still isn't where he needs to be. Jimmy still is kind of lost.
Lackadaisical.
Yeah.
22 games left. They played 60 games, 38 and 22.
I don't know what it is with Jimmy. I don't know what it is. I think it's just trying to figure out how to play. And that also affects Tobias. And then their defense is just wretched.
And that shouldn't be the case.
No.
610-632-0975. Yeah, can we just get like 30 days of no angst in this city? Hasn't been since February.
Oh, you want me
January,
to, you want me to add to the craziness? Oh,
what now?
Pedro Gomez is at the Dodger Spring training facility.
Oh, no.
And in the parking lot, there's an actual Brinks truck there.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That just adds to the madness of this entire situation.
Man. As long as the Brinks truck doesn't go to Vegas, I think we're all right. There was a big sign at the stadium series that somebody had that was right on the apron. It said, "Bring Harper home."
Did you see the
king size sheet was spray painted?
Did you see the accident scene? I think it was over the weekend.
No.
There's an accident, and on the side of the road, somebody spray painted like "Sign Harper," so that when the helicopter was up there, I think it was real. And when the helicopter was up there, it said "Sign Harper" in the grass.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure it's real. But I saw multiple news sources reporting about
that's hysterical.
Oof.
People are crazy. Listen, with him in the lineup, it's special. Jason, special.
Yeah, I don't know if anything's going to be special though. I don't know. Coin flip. Do you have a coin, Andrew? I need a coin. I'm gonna flip a coin. Do you got one?
I have one, yeah.
All right, I'll flip it. You call it in the air, all right? You got a quarter or a nickel?
I got a quarter.
I need something with a good weight to it. All right.
I got a quarter.
All right. There we go. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right. You call it in the air, Ant.
All right.
Go ahead.
Tails never fails.
That would be a head, and we don't get Bryce Harper. Good job. Tails failed you.
No, but you. First of all, it's a bad flip.
High. All right, let's
do it again. Hit the ceiling. You can't hit the ceiling on a flip.
Yeah, I got really aggressive. All right, you want to do it again? You call it.
Yeah, tails.
Ooh, good roll.
All right, give me tails. Give me tails. Tails, tails, tails.
Heads.
You're a mush.
Hey, you got to do the catch in the hand and flip it onto your other hand.
I got the mic. All right, just cheese it. We're doing this till we get the result we want?
Oh, man, this is legit.
Right, yeah, you got to do it the right way. Tails.
Oh, my God.
I got the microphone over here.
Tails.
Some goalie you are.
Tails.
See? Yes, all right. Thank you, Andrew.
Here's your quarter.
Thank you, Andrew.
Go make a call. 610-632-0975. That's a scientific way to do it. Bryce is signing in Philly. We flipped tails after four tries. 610-632-0975. Frank in Northampton's on the Fanatic. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hope you're having a good day.
Hey, Frank.
I got a quick comment on college hoops, and then I have a Harper's theory that I don't know anybody explored.
Sure.
First of all, on the hoops thing, Anthony, what did you do to my coach, Jay Wright?
I did go through a little bit
of
a funk.
You put the curse on him.
Nah, I went through a little bit of a funk, that's all.
Whoa, I tell you, it's you know, I thought they'd be getting better this time of the year, but they're really...
Remember, they're still... this coaching job is unbelievable, right? Like, they were 24-4 at one point.
Yeah.
There was no way in the world they should have been that with all the guys they lost.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're right. And they got a load coming in for next year.
Yeah.
They got four guys.
Totally.
And like three of them are in the top 50.
Yeah.
So that is good.
Can't wait every year, my brother, you know?
Okay, how about Bryce Harper comment?
Sure, what do you got?
I don't know if anybody ever realized this, but I think that they should give him whatever he wants, and I'll tell you why. You know, they got this collective bargaining agreement coming up and all that other good stuff. In the very near future, if not the next agreement, the one after, the DH is going to be in the National League.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And that's how good a fit is he going to be for that?
Well, that'll back end of his career. You don't want to put him in the field. You just have him hit.
Exactly.
He's. You know what? That's a great point, Frank.
Yeah.
That's a great point that you just made. I forgot all about the fact that there will be a DH within the next 3 to 5 years. I think you're right about that.
Yeah. And, boy, that's right up his alley.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, yeah, he can play for a lot longer if he's not playing the field.
Exactly.
Just going up to, as Larry Bell would say, hit.
Swinging a twig.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep. That's great.
All right, Frank. Okay, Frank, does it happen?
Have a great week, guys.
Thanks. You too, buddy.
Right, Frank, okay. We'll see you. Bye bye.
Nova lost yesterday.
Yeah. Tournament time's coming up, man. We're whittling down the last couple of days of February here. We're almost in March, if you can believe it.
Yeah. So we got it's Selection Sunday's 2 weeks from this Sunday.
It's two weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the tournament games will start 2 weeks from this Thursday coming up.
It's my favorite. Oh, my God.
Can you believe it? You know what's right around the corner, too, by the way? In a couple weeks?
Wow.
NFL free agency.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Combine's coming up now, so.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Yeah. The tournament is the best. I wish we were going to spring training, though. Spring training, the tournament, it's always like, to me, one and the same.
Takes you one right to the next, and then into the next.
Yeah, and then draft and playoffs and whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Opening day's right around the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, opening day's happened in March this year.
Like the best, to me, the best sports month ever is October. But second is April.
April's your second because you have a national championship from the tournament.
You have the tournament going on.
Mm-hmm.
You got baseball. You got the NFL draft. Usually was in April. Then it kind of pushed it to May, but it was usually April. And you got playoffs in basketball and hockey.
And Masters.
And Masters.
Yeah, you go. You're right. There's a ton going on. It's going to be interesting how the Eagles handle this free agency. They made a bunch of changes in their coaching staff today, named a bunch of new guys.
New wide receivers coach, new D-line coach.
Yeah, G.J. Kinney now on the staff. Some sort of special offensive consultant or something.
In charge of projects.
Yeah. What projects are they?
Well, no, but you go out and, it could be a third down project. Could be
It's a year project, man.
I'd love to do that, yeah.
610-632.
Project fella.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Real quick, did you enjoy the Oscars last night?
I watched a little bit of it, and that's it.
Yeah, it lost me. Because when you have young kids like you and I do, mm-hmm. it's hard to go to movies so often. And I felt like I didn't know who anybody was or what they... Like, I lost it. I wasn't enamored with it because I didn't know what the movies were.
Yeah, I kind of knew the movies. I was just kind of like kind of arm's length with the whole thing. I didn't really care for a lot of the movies.
Yeah.
Some I liked, but, I kind of purposely just, I checked in, and then I went to write.
Did you see the performance of Lady Gaga with Bradley Cooper? They did Shallow from A Star Is Born.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's a good song, and
I'm sure
the performance was great.
It's not for me.
He pulled it off live, but the eyes.
It wasn't acting.
The two had at the end of that.
Yeah.
Were pretty telling.
Well, that was real.
Andrew showed me the picture of Gaga.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he was Gaga over the picture.
Yeah, well,
Oh, is it
Gaga. That was a Mikey Miss. Ooh.
Yeah. I got to give Bradley Cooper credit. He pulled off the song live, though.
Did he really?
I mean, he's not a musician. I mean, he's an actor.
He's talented. That dude's talented guy, man.
Yeah, straight up talented. And I love
Bradley Cooper.
The Eagles tweeted out good luck to him prior to last night because, he's a big fan of the team. Always up there with Jeff Lurie in the box watching all the games.
That's big time.
Yeah. So, that was a good movie, too. 610-632-0975. Let's go out to Seattle and check in with Sam. What's going on, Sammy?
Hey, how you guys going?
Sammy!
Did you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, buddy.
All right. So, I just want to say, if we don't get Harper, this is up there with the NFC Championship losses for me. Because I know people are fed up because people were done with baseball for about 5 years. But Bryce Harper is the kind of guy that if he's available for a trade, if somebody has his rights, that team gets to pick apart your farm system. Like, you can't buy players like that. You can't trade for guys like this. You never have enough talent. So he's available. I hope we get him. If we don't get him, I'm refreshing Twitter every 5 minutes.
I feel the same way, man. I'm with you. I know, because he is that kind of talent that doesn't come along. You're right.
He's basically LeBron in the Eastern Conference, I think, for this team. Because that's it. They're World Series contenders with him. And without him, they might not make the playoffs. That's a huge difference.
Well, it is huge. Actually, your phone's a little bad. It's like you're on the Cornelio Marie out there crab fishing or something. But,
well, he's a truck driver.
Oh, okay.
He's on the road.
Yeah, it's a huge deal, and that's why it's riddled all of us with tons of angst. Is he or is he not going to end up as a Philly? That's because there's a lot on the line. I get it.
Listen, it doesn't mean they're not going to make the playoffs, but you have them. To me, they're the best team. They have the best lineup. You add another bullpen piece like we were talking about, they could be really dangerous. I mean, I almost prefer, I know they need another lefty. I'd wait until the deadline and try to snare one then go spend a lot for Keuchel. And I think that to have Bryce Harper here, it just adds to that feeling, man. People be excited. Let's go down to the yard.
You have any gut feeling on when this thing finally wraps up?
I have no idea. I'd be lying if I told you I had an idea. I have no idea. I thought the thing was done. I did. I thought it was done. We had that initial scare. Then when Middleton goes out there, it's like, all right, it's done.
Yeah, that's why I felt great about him going out there. Well, the closer's on. The closer wants boots on the ground.
This is what it is. This is what it is. He wants to look him in the eye, go, hey, Bryce, you in? We love you. We want you. Are you in? And at that moment, I thought it was done. And so this whole second, 11th hour, second perceived, second thoughts, the Dodgers coming about. Like, you know, this thing is, that's a cold water. Now, I don't know how serious it is, but it feels serious.
Are we going to be sitting here next Monday still wondering when he's going to sign?
Here's the problem. No, it should. I think it's done before next Monday. But here's the problem if the Phillies don't get Bryce Harper. The Sixers will have a run. I still think the Sixers have a run in the spring. Then you have training camp. So there's a small window. So that window is the only way the Phillies break through is if they get Harper. If they don't get Harper, then they got to play exceptional for people to buy in.
Yeah, because last year they were in first place in the National League East, but people weren't bought in.
Yeah.
Because it seemed thin. And it turned out they were right. Without Harper, a lot of those people may feel the same way. He's the guy that's going to bring people in. It's just the reality of the situation.
I mean, most people, like I'm looking at Mike. Mike has no interest in Harper. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Why would you have? It's rare that a player of that level in his prime becomes available. There was two this offseason, Machado and Harper. And when that happens, and it lines up with a need that you have, and you have stupid money.
And with that left
hand. You can't come away empty.
A left-handed power swing.
In this ballpark.
With a lineup that needs a left-handed power hitter.
Everything, and you have money, and stupid money, as the owner pointed out. If you come away empty, it's a colossal failure. Because you let Machado slip away, too, to the Padres.
Yeah.
It would be, if they end up with neither, it is a colossal failure at this point.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that way. And I'm starting to get worried. Yeah. And we heard from Jim Salisbury, and Jim Salisbury said the Phillies brass is a little concerned. Mm. And if they're a little concerned, that makes us a lot concerned.
Yeah, exactly. 610-632-0975. That is the number. I think, like, remember in war games, like, get Sack on a line, take me down to DEFCON 1. We're getting close to that. 610-632-0975. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. It's the Midday Show on 97.5, The Fanatic. But I got to tell you about Window Nation, because before you wish for the winter and crazy cold weather to end, I know a lot of people are. They want to turn their attention to spring and the boys of summer. But there's one thing you have to do. And take care of it. Get your old drafty windows replaced. Why now in the dead of winter? Because that's when you unquestionably get the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation team, they need to keep working. And the factory running at half capacity, which means insane savings for you right now. So for the next 2 weeks, you can buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, you get four free. Buy eight, you get eight free. There's no minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. Keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy, and save thousands of your own money. Call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You're wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four windows, you get four free, no limit. Plus, put nothing down, and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. So call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
With emotional intelligence.
Put him in a bed.
Welcome back, Midday Show. So what do we got this week? We got the Sixers are going to be fun because we have Thursday night OKC, tonight at New Orleans.
Yep.
And I don't think Anthony Davis is going to play much. He played 20 minutes the other night.
8 o'clock tonight for the Sixers on the road. OKC's yeah. On the road as well at 8.
And then last Saturday, it was the Stadium Series, and this Saturday, it will be Sixers and Golden State.
Yeah, what a show that's going to be in town.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and if you remember back, the Sixers went out there and beat Golden State at Oracle a little while back, so revenge on Golden State's mind. The Sixers looking to sweep the season series against the Warriors. That'll be fun Saturday.
It will.
I mean, OKC Thursday, the Westbrook-Embiid battle.
If he plays, right.
Yeah, if he plays on Thursday, and we hope that he does. And then also Saturday, Golden State in town, and one of the greatest shows in sports, frankly, is what it is when Golden State comes in. So that'll be a lot of fun, no question about it.
I got to tell you, I kind of got caught up over the weekend a little Phillies, like dreaming about the Phillies. Mm. You know, with the Harper thing aside, like just baseball.
The prospect of
like it starts, right? Like, yeah. Now that the games have started,
mm-hmm.
the whole thing starts.
Yeah. Well, you're starting to feel it like, okay, spring's going to come around the corner here. And I know Andrew's got the Red Rockets out.
Oh, dude, Saturday.
Cracking a bat.
I had the Sixers on the big screen, but the iPad had the Philly spring training game on.
You know what's funny? I clicked over there, too. Because I love hearing it, like, there is just like a silence because there's no crowd, right? So there's no like roar of the crowd because it's so small, the stadium. But you hear like the crack of the bat.
It's louder. Your the birds. Crack of the bat.
Yeah, like you hear, yeah, the birds.
Yeah.
You do.
You're a bird, like, oh, man.
Oh, my God. I
see the green grass.
I did love going to spring training. Spring training was awesome.
Well, yeah, because you get some sun on your face. It feels good.
Well, you think about it, right? Think about the difference between spring training and training camp for the NFL. So, having done both, right, spring training comes at this perfect time when the whole country is locked in winter.
And you've had enough of it by that point.
Right, and, you know, here you go. You're in Florida or Arizona. It's perfect. Like, Arizona's perfect this time of the year. You know, it's 80, no humidity, goes down to, you know, 60 at night. It's perfect in Arizona. Florida's beautiful before all the humidity, oppressiveness comes in. And then you look at training camp for the NFL, and it happens in these horrible places.
Hot, humid, hell.
Little tiny schools.
Yeah.
In the middle of summer. Like, you know, I used to go do the Cheese League, which I liked, but it was just, you know, the heat, the humidity. It's
terrific.
Midwest.
Yeah, heavy.
Yes. The air is heavy, and yeah. You're working.
Yeah, like the Phillies, it's Clearwater. Beach.
Yes. when Dave,
so laid
when
back
Gabe
down there.
Gave that ridiculous, guys were working hard, sweat pouring down their throats. Nice sweat.
It really made your tan glisten.
Yeah.
You know?
So when he gave you that nonsense, like, stop, dude. And the NFL, like, they work. All right?
Yeah.
Those guys work in training camp.
We're really working hard, throwing really hard.
Yeah. Throw it as hard as they can.
Yeah, I mean, we're not worried about tearing a rotator cuff. The thing is, too, you'd be perfect working for a baseball team because at that point, you're like a snowbird. You want to get out.
You know, my God.
You know, okay, pitchers and catchers report. You go in advance of that like 2 days. So like February 18th every year, a couple weeks after the Super Bowl, you go down and you live down in Florida for 6 weeks.
So they would always get their house. Now, yeah. A lot of them have homes down there.
Yeah.
But like they would get their nice house or they'd stay at the beach hotel.
Yeah, you rent a condo if you're covering it.
And like, the greatest, like, you see the older guys, like the Dallases. You know, like, they would come down, and they'd be all red, sun's all over. You know, they got their sun in.
Yeah, they're kicking their liver pretty good.
Yeah.
While they're down there.
Yeah, it's true.
A lot of cocktailing down there.
Be careful. If you're heading down to spring training, that Clearwater sun's no joke.
Yeah.
Like, you'll burn quick down there.
Oh, because your body hasn't been exposed to sun with heat attached to it for a while.
Right. And even though sometimes, like, you're fooled because it's a little cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to me, and I don't burn. But this one time I was down there, and it was, like, a little, like, chilly wind, you know? So I was laying on the beach. I got burnt up.
Oh, yeah. It'll get you. It doesn't matter.
But because you don't feel it, it's not hot.
Yeah, it's not 90 degrees out, so you don't feel like you're burning.
Yeah, and next thing you know.
Yeah, the sun doesn't care. It'll fry you up anyway. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Brian in Collingdale on the Fanatic. How you doing, Bri?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I think the Phillies, I think they will get Harper. And over the weekend, I seen something that Salisbury recorded, like when Middleton went down to Vegas, that Middleton talked to him and asked him if he wanted to come to Philadelphia, and he said he would have no problem coming there. Salisbury said that whole thing about him not wanting to come to Philadelphia was untrue.
Yeah, Jim reported that that was unfounded and talked to some people that basically said, what Jim's article said was that he didn't have anything against Philadelphia. And I think that's probably the case. but I don't think it's his preference. The word I keep using, I don't think it's his preference to play here. Jason Stark reported it last week as well. He prefers to play on the West Coast. I think Jason tweeted that out today, as a matter of fact, and Jason's as good as getting. I'm not saying that Jim Salisbury has an erroneous report. What I'm saying is that he would prefer not to sign here. He'd prefer to play on the West Coast. Here's what Jason Stark says. I was told last week, Harper has always preferred a West Coast team within closer reach of his home in Vegas. Giants jumped in for the same reason.
Oh, okay. And because I seen that, I'm like, well, everybody's saying that he didn't want to play here, but I seen that. I mean, I believe him because he's down there with the team and he's a Philadelphia guy too, but
right.
I just found that a little weird that it still seems to be coming out even though that it was founded untrue.
Yeah,
I think we're in semantics here, Brian. I don't think it's like I don't want to play in Philadelphia. Screw that fan base. I think it's just, hey man, I'm from Vegas. I'd like to play on the West Coast. I played on the East Coast.
I also think there's
and the Nationals.
There's also part of that. I mean, you play for a team for a long time.
It's always known as a major leaguer.
You know,
7 years.
I mean, and how do you go play for their rival?
Mm-hmm.
Same division.
It's like saying after 7 years, Brian Westbrook's going to go play for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Well, we'll see, brother. We'll see.
All right, Brian.
We'll see. I mean, at some point, it's got to happen this week where he's got to make his mind up. It can't linger any longer.
It can, and it likely will. I don't think it'll be done this week.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just.
I'll bet you a burger.
All right, you want to go burger on it?
Yeah.
All right.
You just ordered a burger. I'll bet you a burger.
All right. So we'll go burger on that. Burger sandwich. Let's go to Kyle in Lumberton on the Fanatic. What's up, Kyle?
All right, what's up, guys?
Hey, Kyle.
So I'm looking at it. You know, obviously, I want Bryce Harper to sign going down to spring training March 7th, so you better damn sign before then. But I look at it, and it's already been reported that the Phillies are the only team that's going to give him that many years at that $300-plus million price, right?
Yes, so, right. The Phillies are the only team that's willing to go long-term.
So if, you know, if you're the Phillies and you have your fan base that is just going crazy, sign him, sign him, sign him. Wouldn't, you know, I'm thinking, why not save face and go out there and say, hey, listen, we've offered Bryce Harper 10 years, $350 million. That's our contract offer to him. It's on the table. Take it or leave it. Shut up, John Heyman. You know, it shuts up all the fans. You're like, hey, if they came out and said that, I look at it and go, hey, Phillies put their best foot forward, you know, going above 350 to the 370 to the 400
right.
million. That kind of, that does handcuff you. So they put their best foot forward. They put it out there.
Yeah.
He wanted to go elsewhere.
It's funny what you do, that you just said that. I got a text from my buddy Vinny. He said the same thing. He's like, listen, at some point, don't you just put the, hey, take it or leave it? You get it out there. Like,
right.
we're offering just what you said, Kyle, 375, or just say 350. 350, 10 years. It's out there. You got until Friday to sign it.
Yeah, or it goes away.
Yeah. And at that point, you know, you've satisfied your fan base. You shut up all these dumb Twitter alerts, and it is what it is. If you don't want to sign it, then we look at a different direction. I'm sick of people talking about Mike Trout.
Well, here's the problem, though, Kyle. They want to sign him desperately. They want him. That much is clear. And if they do that and he doesn't sign it by then, because Boris is still playing these games, and then you pull it, and then you can't get back in. Because then Boris knows that he got you.
Well,
that's about to call
you. Well, here's the deal is that, you know, what if he comes back to you? The deadline passes, so you're out. Mm-hmm. And then the following Tuesday, Boris comes back to you and says, all right, Bryce reconsidered. He'll take that offer, sign it. We'll agree right now. Do you guys do it?
Well, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, me too.
Yeah.
But my other question is.
But Boris knows that all along, too.
Right. You know, that's why it's bogus.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can't put a poison pill on it.
Yeah.
My other quick question is, how do you think John Middleton feels that he flies out to Vegas on Saturday night and Sunday night or Monday morning, whatever, there's additional reports that clearly are coming from Scott Boras? I feel like it's almost like Scott Boras is slapping John Middleton in the face. Like, hey, thanks for your trip out here, bud, but I'm still entertaining these other offers, and I'm still going to have my mouthpiece, John Heyman, send out these reports.
Yeah, I don't think. I think John knows if that's business. I don't think Boras is slapping in the face. Listen, he's made this thing, you know, just excruciating.
Boris.
Yes, yeah. But I don't think he slapped Middleton in the face.
No, because this isn't the first time that Boris has done this. This is his...
But he knows
his M.O.
This is what it is.
Yeah. I mean,
this is how he does it.
Yeah. John Middleton went into this thing eyes wide open. Like, he knew what was going to happen here. He knew this was going to get strung out, especially when you had two guys out there with competing agents, with Machado and Harper. He knew this was not going to be like, hey, we're going to throw an offer on the table in December, and he's going to sign it. Not going to work that way.
Right. But the minute Machado signs, this thing should have been wrapped up by now.
Yeah. And the commissioner, Rob Manfred, can't step in and say, guys, let's get this wrapped up because, I mean, it's the player's right to drag it as long as he wants.
Except, and again, look at all the players behind him.
Yeah. The trickle-down effect is still...
That are all going to sign in March.
Yeah. And then pitchers not going to be ready for the season because they...
Sure, they don't care. They're probably like, all those free agents are going because it gets them off the hook. Like, they don't have to worry about it. Yeah, whatever.
Let me know when the games count for real. We play 162. Yeah. I'll take the first 10 games to work my way in.
Extended spring training. That's what the pitchers will do.
Spring training is insanely long already.
But if you report late...
That's what Arrieta did last year.
You have to do
March 11th.
You have to do extended spring training because you got to stretch your arm out. You just can't stretch your arm out in 3 weeks.
No. No, you're absolutely right.
So if
you're
going to stretch your arm out, you have to go to extended spring.
Well, when Middleton took the jet out last year... with Arrieta. He flew back with Arrieta.
Yeah.
I was hoping Bryce is going to be riding co-pilots.
I know.
Hey, Bryce, we'll let you steer the plane if you sign. Yeah. You got your pilot's license? Don't worry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.